Good evening, everyone. Please join me in saying the Adabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chimi.
Thank you, God.
And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper.
Baruch Shem Kavod.
Tonight's class, we have is an unusual handout. Tonight's class is for the Parsha of Devarim. And there is no Zohar on Devarim in its revealed sense. Rabbi Ashlag teaches that section 6 of Balak, the Yanuka, is revealing comments and explaining the essence of the Parasha of Devarim. So we'll be studying from section 6 of Balak. You can reach that on the Revealed Wisdom page when you scroll down to the matrix. First row, right column, is the section of the Zohar. Click on that link, and then you have all of the parashiot from the Zohar. So scroll down to the Parasha of Balak, which is in the book of Numbers. I think it's third or fourth from the end. And click on that, and the first section that you will come to is section 6 for the Yanuka. So we're starting to read. I should also caution you that the Yanuka section is extremely long. And I only put together the first 50 verses and did not complete all of the of those 50 verses. So we're just going to cover what I have completed, which is about 11 verses, and that's usually what it takes time-wise, approximately an hour. We're starting with verse or Pasuk 29. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nei aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nei. Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Yehuda avohu az le'biorcha matu lehu atar dikpar dikmin dehawata aman Rav HaMenuna Saba Itarachu V'itadileya Dehawala Bira Kadazera V'kol Yoma Tawabave Sifrahu Yoma Salik Mi beisifra, weata lebeta, kama alon leilein, chakimin alimeya, kari legabe, ilein durin, ilain, wetirvach. Minayhu birkan kari legabayu adla kari vachadar lechachora al leimeya labeena lekarva legabehu dechay yoma Dala karu kapriyat shema v'haki ofe li kol mandila kare kriyat shema v'onateya. benidu, hu kolahu yoma. Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbi Yehuda were walking along the road. They reached the place of the village Shachnin, where Rav Hamuna Saba, the elder, lived. And they were guests of his wife, who had a small boy. Every day he went to school, and when he came home from school that day, he saw these sages. His mother told him to approach these lofty people and receive blessings from them. He approached them. As he was approaching, he retreated and said to his mother, "I do not wish to approach them, since they did not read Kriyat Shema this day. And they taught me that whoever does not recite the Shema at its appropriate time is banned all that day." My commentary. This is an introductory Zohar pasuk that sets the stage for these various messages of this section 6 for the Sefer Devarim. The village name of Shachnin has a gematria of 190. 190 is the same gematria as the Hebrew word Canaan, which is a code word for merchants and business. This relates to the physical life, because in the spiritual life, there is business, but it's not the same sense as merchants. We learn from this name, which we did not need to know, except for this purpose, is that this journey was in the physical world. When many of the journeys expressed in the Zohar are not physical, but spiritual journeys. Some people refer to this as dream state. This is also how Rabbi Ashlag made the connection to the Book of Devarim for this section. Pasuk 30. Sham uinun betavhu arimu yadayhu uvariku leya. Amru v'day haki uv'yoma da ishtadalna v'hade tatan v'kala dila ha'walon sarkailu v'hawo mitaharan v'yizdavka v'la ha'wa Barnash leish tadla, alayu vianan ish tadalna behu, vila karenan kriyat shema bionateya, uman deit asat ba mitzvah patur min ha mitzvah. Amru le'abri bima yadat adrecha bilushaychu yedana kad karivna le'gabayu kru avuhu yadu nadlu yadayhu lekarihu rifta. They heard and marveled. They raised their hands and blessed him. They said, "It is certainly true that we didn't read the Kriyat Shema, because today we were busy with a groom and a bride that did not have their minimum needs and were thus being delayed in their marriage. There was no one to take up their cause, and we did our best for them. Therefore, we could not read the Kriyat Shema at its appropriate time, and whoever performs a precept is exempt from a precept." They said to him, "Son, how did you know?" He said to them, "By the fragrance of your garments I knew. When I approached you, they marveled, sat down, washed their hands, and ate bread." What we learn from this Zohar is about the ability to have specific knowledge about past events through our various physical senses. This boy is unusual, yet the same capabilities are within the grasp of every human being. Does this apply to other senses? The answer is yes. Pasuk 31. Rabbi Yehuda ha'ol yedo meruch lachan v'natil yedo varish ad la natil ali tamidei derav shemaya kasida atun v'hava l'chu nevarka v'yadayim Mezuhamot Uman Dvarish Beyadayim Mezuhamot Chayav Mita. Rabbi Yehuda's hands were dirty. He washed his hands but said the grace before he washed his hands. The child told him, told them, if you are the disciples of Rav Shemaya, the pious, you would not have blessed when your hands were still filthy. Whoever says the benediction with unclean hands deserves death. My commentary. Does it sound harsh that someone has the effect from saying the benediction with dirty hands to leave this world? Later you will find an explanation of why this is an appropriate cause and effect. Without having read that discussion, I will suggest that the reason that it is a fair and appropriate effect is that the purpose of the benediction is to manifest the energy of a previous prayer or some other action that draws light to the physical world. This light can be used to heal someone or to support someone who might, chas v'shalom, pass due to this inattention. Verse 32. Betachahu yanuka ve'amar b'voam Elohim oed yichatzu ma'im b'lo yamutu ve'gomer Yalpeinan mehaikira demandila chayish lechay vayit chazeitame malka bidin nuzuhaman chayamita memtet begin dido debarnash yadzin Berumu shel olam atzbe'a chada itbida d'barnash v'yihu etzbe'a d'yarama Moshe. The child opened the discussion with the verse, when they go into the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water, that they die not. We learn from this verse that whoever is not careful of this and appears before the king with soiled hands deserves to die. What is the reason? It is because a person's hands dwell at the top of the world. There is one finger on the hand of a person, and that is the finger that Moses raised, meaning the middle finger that corresponds to Moses, who is the central column, as will be explained. My commentary. What is the tent of meeting? It is the precursor to the holy temple. It is a code word for that, the connection to holiness. Purity is a necessary precursor to holiness, as well as the similar reason that I said in the previous Zohar Pasuk. Pasuk 33. Kiti v'asita berishim Atse Shitim Kamisha Vekarshe Tsela Kamishka Nahayachad Vachamisha Marichim Vekarshe Tsela Mchamishkan Hashenit Uti Vehabariyah Hatikon Vetoch Chachrashim Mavriyah Min Hakatze El Hakatze Vitema Vehahu Bariyah Chatikon Achara Udilahava Biklala Deinun Kamishala Akielahu Pariachatikon Meinun Kamisha Hawaterein ha-mikan Utrein mikan Vechad b'emsaita Achawa bariyah Hatikon Amuda b'yakov raza Imoshe lekabel Dachamesh etzba'an Bida divarnash Bechabriyach Hatikon Beemzaita Ravila'a Mikola Beya Kaimin She'arachalanin. It is written, and you shall make bars of acacia wood, five for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and five bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle. And the middle bar in the midst of the board shall reach from end to end. If you say that the middle bar is another one and is not included in the five bars, it is not so. Rather, that middle bar is one of the five bars. Two bars are from this side, two are from that side, and one is in the middle. That was the middle bar, the pillar of Jacob, the secret of Moses, meaning Tiferet, because the two bars in front of it are Chesed and Gevurah, and the two bars behind it are Netzach and Hod. Corresponding to this, there are five fingers on a person's hand, and the middle bar, meaning the middle finger is in the middle, larger and longer than the rest. All other fingers are supported by it, since Tiferet is inclusive of all the six ends. My commentary. This Zohar is teaching us that there are two or more trees of life. There is one on the left and one on the right. When we understand the verse from Shemot, chapter 26, 26 to 28, which is in the Zohar Pasuk. Otherwise, there would be two middle points, and that cannot be true. There is another question that needs to be asked, and that is why is Tiferet inclusive of all six ends, meaning the Sefirot of Zeronpin? We understand that Chesed is the Keter of Zeronpin, and Tiferet is met below Chesed in the tree of life. Realize that Tiferet is the balance point between Chesed and Gevurah, and the balance point is on a higher level than the components, even though the components appear higher in the tree. An example is Keter, which includes and balances both Chokhmah and Bina. Ultimately, we also learn that there is no reason for the levels of Zeronpin and Malchut from this Zohar, which is what will happen in our future as we return to the Ein Sof. Pasuk 34. Ve'inun chamesh berichin Sikrom Chamesh Lea Shemin Deilana Dechaye Azil Behu Uvrit Kadisha It Arba Chamesh Etz the Andita Umila Satima Hu Amati Amra We add call Britan Ditahana Beetz the Antalyan Berishu Sudida Demoshe Adhawa. These five bars are referred to as 500 years, meaning Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod of Zeranpin, which is the secret of 500 years, since the tree of life, that is Zeranpin, goes in them, meaning is included in them. The Holy Covenant is aroused by the five fingers of the hand, since Yesod comprises within it Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. And that is a concealed matter about which I spoke. Therefore, all the blessings of the priest are dependent on the fingers and the spreading of hands of Moses, meaning where it says, and spread out his hands to Hashem, was because of this. Hanok's commentary. In the writings of the ancient Kabbalists, they refer to aspects in terms of distance, the distance of 500 years. An example is the discussion of the inner earths that are separated by 500 years. Today we do not know how to reconcile this concept of time with distance. This verse is hinting to us as to how to reconcile time, which is the fourth dimension, and distance, which is related to the three dimensions of space. This Zohar is also hinting to the Kavanah that the priest needs to have when they bless the people. Pasuk 35. Ki kol da'it behu leitina L'mechelei b'nachyo kad bevarkin behu L'kudsha barichu Begindifu Udupa Bilhon Mitbarach Shema Kadisha Weadatun Dechach Mitu Tuvachech Lai Ashkachtun Lehai Wela Shemashtun The Rabbi Shemaya Hasida, the who amar potinufa, the colic luka saliku, leal sitra, achara de hasitra, achara mehai. Tinufa velikluka itzan wealda Mayim acharonim tova bechova inun. If all this is inherent in the fingers, it is redundant to say that they must be clean when blessing the Holy One. Blessed be He. Through them and their counterparts, meaning the upper Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod, that are indicated through them, the Holy Name is blessed. Therefore, you who are so wise, why did you not pay attention to this? And you did not pay service to Rabbi Shemaya, the pious, who declared any filth or stain rises to the other side, since the other side is sustained from that filth and that dirt. Consequently, final water washings are obligatory and required. My commentary. one of the little-known rituals associated with eating and saying the Berkat HaMazon is the final waters, Mayim Achronim. This is the action that removes any aspect of Satan that might have infiltrated our system and our connections through the physical action of eating. It is highly recommended, and I am beginning to see this ritual being printed in some of the recent benchers. A bencher is the prayer book used on Shabbat and other times for the blessings before and after eating. Verse 36. Tavu vela yakilu lemala amara bi Yehuda Rabbi Shama Diabu Manu Shatik Yanuka Riga Hagatam Lagabeya Imeya Venashak Laimi Alaba Shailuli Lane Hakimin Ema lo nal imeya Beribi bidkat lehu amara bedakit belaishkati Kad kayaut lehisha leya Leya imeya Be'adar l'gabayhu Alatun she'eltun alaba V'ha'istalat me'alma U'kol yomadech asidei Tadishin azlin bi'archa Ihutaya Abat Rehu Wei Atun Kadishe Elyonin Fech Laishkahtun Leya Aziltaya Abat Rehu. They marveled and could not speak. Rabbi Yehuda said, "My son, what is your father's name?" The boy was quiet for a moment. He rose and went to his mother and kissed her. He said to her, "Mother, these sages asked me about my father. Should I tell them?" His mother said to him, "My son, have you examined them, if they are worthy?" He said, "Here, I checked them and did not find them to be proper." His mother whispered into his ears, and he returned to them, and he said to them, "You have asked me about my father, but he has already departed from the world. Every day that devout, holy, pious men walk the roads, he travels after them on a she mule. If you are holy and elevated, why did you not notice him walking along and traveling after you on a she mule?" My commentary. What do you think the boy is saying? Is he referring to a fantasy, a metaphor, or a spiritual trek by his father that is necessary until it is time for him to ascend to the upper Garden of Eden? We learn this from our study of the Sha'ar HaGilgulim, The Gates of Reincarnation, by Rabbi Chaim Vital, on the teachings of the Arizal. Pasuk 37. Aval bekadmeya ta kamena beku vechashta kamena beku diaba lachama kamara dilatayin Avatreya Samara, the Mispa Ula, ta kevan bila zakitun biaba ya tu na batrehu la imamanhu abba amarabi yehuda le rabi yitzakita me lan hayanuka la bar nashu achlu berahu yinoka wahalwa amar bile diorita Hidushe oraita amu favanivri amar lehu yaut amartum begindish bakadisha la mitzvah erach vivrecha da ela behaisk hamana. At first I saw that you did not read the Shema, and now I see that you are not holy and elevated, since my father was not seen. A holy man riding on a donkey without bringing after him a donkey, to carry the burden of Torah, since you were not meritorious enough that my father should follow after you on a donkey. I will not tell you who my father is. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yitzhak, it seems to us that this boy is not human. Day 8, the boy was speaking words of Torah and giving new insights in the Torah. They said, let us bless. He said to them, you spoke well. Since the holy name is not blessed through this blessing, only by a summons. My commentary. There is much to learn from this pasuk. The rabbis have said that it takes three to add the summons or the zimun to the Berkat Hamazon after eating. Yet the boy is telling us unless we summon, we do not actually affect any blessing for this meal. This is an attempt by the rabbis to create community and have people avoid total independence in their connection to Torah. There are many other places that the rabbis have built a fence around the Torah. These will fall away with the coming of Mashiach. Verse 38. Et Hashem bekol et segomer Wikima chamad avid Lo mar avarka Et Hashem elachama David devai chazmana We amar avarka Begin di bishar Devarnash Yatival Pasora Shekim Dakaima Kamandasitra Akara Kaima Saman Kadazi Varnash Levarka The Kucha Barisu Shekinta Iteka Nat Ligabe Ala Rekabela Birkan Besitra Ahara Itkafia Weila Azmin Barnash Levarka Lekucha Barichu Sitra Chara Shomea Kashkyo Shalemechelwe Leia Hulaka Behai Biracha. He opened the discussion with the verse, "I will bless Hashem at all times." He inquires, "Why did David see fit to say, 'I will bless Hashem'?" He replies, "It is because David realized that a summoning is required, and he therefore said, 'I will bless.' Since when a person sits at his table, the Shekhinah dwells there, and the other side stands there. When a person summons to bless, the Holy One, blessed be he, the Shekhinah is restored to the supernal levels, to Zeranpin, to receive blessings, and the other side is subdued. If a person does not summon others to bless the Holy One, blessed be he, the other side listens and is happy, because it will have a part in that blessing." My commentary. This is the kavanah to have when one summons or says the zimun, which requires three men or people, depending on your minhag. You can decide if this minhag is a fence or something necessary to subdue the negative system. Pasuk 39. Ve'itema bishar birkana mai lai hazmana elahu mila divraka bekambe barkin ala ilu hazmana betachatzi dehakihu dehai dimbarech al pari ahu pari ihu hazmana umbarkin aleya Belepleya Olaka Lesitra Achara Bekodcha Bekodem Da Dehawa Ahuperi Birshut Desitra Achara Lamevarkin Aleya Utivlo Ye akel begin de la yevarkun al hahu peri wila it barach sitra ahara kevan de nafak mershuteya ye akel rarkin aleja. Wehihu mahazmana levirkata wechen kamilin dialma dekamivarkin alayu kuhu hazmana levirkata lelate behu kulata the sitra achara. You might ask why there is no requirement for summoning others in the rest of the blessings. He replies, it is because these words of blessings, about which the grace is to be given, are in themselves the summons. Come and see that it is so, because when one says a blessing over a fruit, that fruit is the summons for grace. The other side has no part in it. However, prior to that, when the fruit is in the domain of the other side, no grace is to be recited over it, as it is written, "If be an uncircumcised unto you, they shall not be eaten, because it is in the domain of the other side." On that fruit, no grace is given, so that the other side should not get blessed. As soon as it is out of the domain of the other side, after the required forbidden years of Orla, he may eat and give grace for it. The fruit becomes the summons for the grace, and similarly, all things in the world over which a blessing is said are an invitation for blessings. They have no part for the other side. I am adding, why does this same summons not apply to the Birkat Hamazon? Pasuk 40. Ve'itema ofaki le'birkat simun. Kasa de'birkata hawa hazmana. Amai ha'v'nevri e'la. Ho'yu kadme'ata kadhawa. Shate amar bore peri ha'shafet. Ha'azmana ha'wei ha'ashta la'birkat mezona. Ba'enan shinu l'hazmana achara b'hakasa. Dalekut shabarichu ha'wei w'lav nilichlochana u'kich ba'ei hazmana b'fuma. You might say that the blessing after the meal is also similar to it, since the couple blessing is considered the summons. Why do they say, let us bless for the purpose of invitation? He responds, it is only because of the beginning. When he drank, he said, who creates the fruit of the vine? So the wine already served its purpose for an invitation. And now at the blessing after the meal, we require something else for a different summon. Since the cup is for the Holy One, blessed be he, and not for the meal. Therefore, the summoning must be by mouth. I am adding, we have our answer and information for you to decide for yourself to follow the halakha of the three or say the zimun when eating by yourself. This idea of deciding for yourself which halakhot to follow and which to change as your minhag is very dangerous spiritually, and one needs to be comfortable with the reasons. If not, it is best to follow the halakha. Verse 41. Ve'itema nivarech. She'akalnu mishelo da'u hazmana baruch she'akalnu da'u bracha hakihu vaday aval nevarech hazmana achara ihu hazmana Dilorei peri ha'shafen. Dekad meita ihi hazmana. Lekos divracha. Sitom sitam. Wei kos shevan diyan. Til. Ihu hazmana. Achara b'mila din varech legabei amayla detom zonim uvirkan nisaman nafim ukich ihu beorach satim diaoma ila satim ihu velet legabeya hazmana ela besarga dakos divracha amar rabbi yehuda zata'a ulatana demin yoma bialma adhashta La shemana milim ilein badai ha amena bidalav barnashihu You might say that let us bless him of whose bounty we have eaten, is the invitation. And blessed is he of whose bounty we have eaten is the blessing. And if so, why is it necessary to say before these, let us bless? He responds, that is certainly so. However, let us bless him of whose bounty we have eaten is another invitation. It is an invitation for he who creates the fruit of the vine. At first, when he said, let us bless, it is a general invitation for the cup of blessing, which is the secret of Malchut. As soon as this cup is received, there is another additional invitation in the phrase, let us bless. That is for the supernal world, which is Zeron Pin, whence all the sustenance and blessings emanate. Thus it is done in a concealed manner. As the name is not mentioned in it, but rather simply, let us bless him of whose bounty we have eaten. The higher realm is as concealed, and no open invitation is to be given, except through this level only. But with the cup of blessing, there is an open invitation. Rabbi Yehuda said, praised is our lot, for from this day that I am in this world until now, I have not heard these things. Certainly it is like I said, that this one is not human. I am adding, the English translation of various parts of the Birkat HaMazon is being discussed as to which parts can be used for what purposes. The 42nd Pasuk. Al Biram Malaka Da Hashem Rechima Bileya Haydi Amrat We asita berichim atse shitim chamisha lekarshe sela chamishkan vegomer vechamisha berichim vegomer vechamisha berichim layar katayim Yama Barichim Tuva Ikahaka Veyadaim Inuntiren Amarleya Dahu Diamrin Mipumeya Dibarnash Ishtama Maniu Avalhoil He said to him, Son, angel of Hashem, his beloved, that which you said, and you shall make bars of acacia wood, five for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and five bars for the side westward. We find here a great number of bars, but there are only two hands that contain only two times five fingers. The boy said to him, that is what they say. From a person's mouth, it is known who he is. However, since you have not observed to be able to understand, I will speak. My commentary. The rabbis are questioning the logic of what was said earlier regarding the 10 boards, which we are told in the Torah are 11, versus the teaching of the boy regarding our 10 fingers. This is the end of our session. It's the end of the discussion of the Birkat HaMazon, and the discussion in this section of the Parsha of Balak will go on to other subjects. Are there any questions? Classes. Tomorrow morning, all times that I mentioned are West Coast times. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, we will have our class, You Are Who You Hate. Tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, we will have a class Unbinding by Striking. That's our basic class. And we all need additional help in understanding that particular subject. At 6:30, we have our connection to Rosh Chodesh, the new month of Av, which comes in at sundown, Sunday night. At the same time, I will mention to you that tonight is the Hilulah, the death anniversary of Rashi, Rabbi Yitzhak Shlomo, I believe. Rashi is called the foremost commentator on the Bible. He lived in the 1100s. There is an argument as to whether, a mechlochet actually, from the academics as to whether they are, he had a copy of the Zohar or he did not. They have found a copy which has his notes attributed to him in the margins of the copy. But there is a machloket going on as to whether he was a Kabbalist or not. But even so, he was a very brilliant man, and his writings are very necessary to understand the Torah. Monday at 7 p.m., we will have our class in the Hebrew letters. This week is the letter Chet. Tuesday at 7 p.m., we have class 59 in the advanced reincarnation classes. Remember, this is something that can be started at any time because we will have approximately 200 pages to go on. This coming Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have our question and answer sessions. Please bring questions or email me questions prior to the class. Our last three sessions since we started this have been very productive, very informative, and I've had great feedback from various students indicating they really like this approach. Thursday at 7 p.m., we will again study the Yanuka from the Parasha of Balak in the Zohar. Hopefully, we'll also do around 12 or 13 Pasukim. Next Thursday night, after we do the Zohar and the Yunika, at 11 p.m. West Coast time, we will start our all-night study for the Hilulah of the Arizal. And we will review much of the advanced reincarnation handouts, among the other discussions and other readings. And of course, next Saturday night, we have another Zohar class, which is our first opportunity to connect to the Zohar and to do a spiritual action that connects us to the Zohar on the Parasha Vayetchanan, the second readings or the second aspects of the Esser Dibrot. Next Sunday morning, a week from tomorrow morning, we will probably start our sessions in preparing for the Teshuvah class. I hope you'll join us. When I say the Teshuvah class, I'm talking about advanced Teshuvah in preparation for the high holidays, the 22 days of growing from birth to adulthood for the new year. And remember, next year is a Shemitah year. And while most people think that it doesn't really impact them, other than through the foods that come out of Israel, there's much to contemplate in the context and the concept of the Shemitah. Hopefully between now and the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, we will have time to deal with those issues. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful week. Shalom to all.
Thank you.